I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Labor Day is one of America's major holidays, but some workers never get this day off. Among them, nurses, sanitation crews, and security guards. That last category is at the center of a major labor dispute. Organizers from the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, say that many security guards are black men from poor neighborhoods. They argue that building owners and security companies are preventing workers from organizing. 2 weeks ago, we met one young man as he prepared to picket a California building management company. Here's his story.
My name is William Jones. I'm from Duarte, California. I work graveyard shift, 11 to 7. It's starting to take a toll on me because I'm not really used to it. I have a 5-year-old daughter. I'm trying to make money for me as well as her. And like right now, I can't even afford the benefits from the company.
Are you confident things are going to change? Are you afraid? How are you feeling?
You got to work toward change. I'm not afraid. Being afraid not going to get you nowhere. Like, if you want something, you're going to fight for it. You got to work for what you really want.
What did you think you would be doing at this age?
At 20, I'm thinking I'm really supposed to be at a Division I college playing basketball and doing music. But I've really been like procrastinating like way too much. Like, I do music. That's what I'm really going to do. Like,
what kind?
Well, gospel. I grew up in the church. I'll play some stuff for you when we finish.
There happened to be a piano in the union's break room, and though it was battered and out of tune, William sang us a spiritual.
When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he.
In a nearby room, other union members and some of the security guards hoping to unionize prepared for the march. After a short bus ride, they arrived at the offices of McGuire Properties. SEIU organizers argue that McGuire refuses to use unionized guards at its properties, and that in turn, the agencies that provide guards to companies like McGuire refuse to allow union organizing. McGuire Properties did not respond to repeated requests for an interview over the telephone or at their headquarters.
24/7, we're on the job. The first line of defense across the nation. The jubilation. Union guards are wonderful night and day.
In front of a tall glass office building, organizers gathered with clergy and public officials, all under the gaze of local police. Glendale City Councilman Frank Quintero took the microphone.
Thank you very much. I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you all to the city of Glendale. I just find this so ironic that in this age of terrorism, with the billions of dollars that are being spent to keep our nation safe, we don't have the stability, we don't have the training, we don't have the type of enforcement that we could have with a good SEIU-led labor force.
So what do we want?
Justice!
What do we want it?
Now!
Towards the end of the rally, William and other protesters entered the building to speak with McGuire management. Here's how William described what happened.
And I went inside the building with the delegation, gave the letter to the secretary. It was kind of odd because she said she was the only person in the building today at this moment. But I never heard of nothing like that before because somebody else has to be in there.
Do you think they were avoiding you?
Yeah, I think they were avoiding us because a couple of doors were closed.
So you went in there with a minister and a group of other organizers. How did it make you feel to go into those offices at this huge corporate headquarters?
It makes me feel important because I am, me myself, I'm going in as a security worker, as one of the people. And I'm really getting my point across, but then it makes me feel disappointed at the same time because it's like it has to come to this. That I have to go inside and talk to these people, I have mixed emotions.
And so what happens after this? Do you go back to work tonight at 11?
After this, I'm going to head to the house. I just worked graveyard last night, try to get some rest, and I go back to work tonight at 11, report for duty. That's my job for right now.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.